Blog Talk Radio.
With the most is Tracy, and I'm joined by my oh-so-sexy Miss Angela.
Oh, God, God. forewarning you now, it's summertime, the kids are still awake, so I might have to, like, holler a few times. Don't judge me. I am a mom. And I'm going to stand outside and fight mosquitoes, because if the kids start fighting in the house, then, you know, it is what it is.
That's okay. My dog's jerks right now, so I get to fight with them.
Yes.
Which is so, so fun.
So yes, ma'am. Oh, man. So, yeah, we had a problem last week at the Head PE show. I apologize. Yeah, we got our one interview, and then the other interview I had to, and then shit got chaotic, and there's mosh pit, and my phone flew, and yeah. So, and there was the crazy drunk guy. Like, that was just crazy. But Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. There's so many events coming up that I have to touch on before I forget any single piece of it, because I've been studying material and shiitake. So this weekend, the Minnesota AOW has gotten together and helped the Eagle's Nest put together an event. We have six bands in Brainerd. All proceeds that are going towards this event and for this event that are donated, donations, it's all going towards the Eagle Ceiling Nest, which we've talked about super many times on this show. So make sure you make your way to Brainerd, because we will be there. As far as I know, Tracy, you're coming.
Yep.
Okay. We're supposed to be live broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, so if you want to meet me and Tracy, that'd be a good place to go. Mm-hmm. Not the Eagle's Nest, sorry. The Woods in Brainerd. It's a resort. Bring a tent. Bring your kids. It's from 10 a.m. to midnight. We're going to have all kinds of events for kids to do during the day. There's going to be plenty of vendors. I spent my entire day. The Woods kind of dropped the ball just a smidgen, which happens with many events. So we have C&L Brewery Company coming out. Us from the AOW, the Minnesota chapter, will be supplying you with your liquor needs. So we're going to do a beer sampling, wine tasting. We've got C&L Liquor and Brewery. We've got 10K Brewery. We also have, what the hell is it called? Gall Darn Brewery coming, as well as, God, what's the other brewing company? Pine Brewery. And yeah, so you can find AOW members there. If you have any questions about what the AOW is, feel free to ask any one of us. But we have bike rally that day. We have a car show that day. We have six bands, which is Nameless Victim, Fixated, Sin 7. Nonetheless, headlining is Ashes from Stone. Great time. Come on out. Also, the next weekend, or is it about the next weekend? Jesus Christ. Shit, 2 weeks away from now, I will be in Ohio with the AOW gathering in Forresta. Hell Came Home will be there. Bring some canned foods. Come meet everybody and lots of fun bands, because I know we have Ohio people that listen anyway. So come see us. Come meet me. I will be there. We're a lot of fun. I'm a lot of fun. I'll do like the T-Rex shuffle for you. I don't fucking care. So also, AOW is doing a sock drive. So if you want to bring packaged stockings for people, for homeless people, bring it there. Give it to one of us. We'll take care of it. It'll be a fun, spectacular time. Also, this weekend, if you can't make it to Brainerd, Jesus Christ, this one, like, I feel like a commercial. If you can't make it to Brainerd, if you don't want to come see me in Ohio and you want to hang out in Minnesota, that's cool. Make your way over to Slapshot. They're playing at the Max on Saturday. But if you're from southern Minnesota, you can go catch them in Austin. Woo! There we go. That was a lot to say. That'll be cool. There's, like, so much going on. I can't keep all my weekends straight anymore. But, yeah, like, I'm super excited for this weekend. Like, so we were supposed to have – I'm hopping because there's mosquitoes, so pardon my hiccup in my voice. I'm, like, being a ninja. So this weekend, I don't know if you want to help me pour some samples, but it'll be exciting. It'll be a lot of fun. And July 14th through the 18th, up at the Eagle's Nest is the Veterans Wall, the Vietnam Wall thing, Majigger. Vietnam Wall. So if you or anybody listening wants to come help, hit me up, let me know. I can add you to our list of things to do. Be a good time. So, yeah. sick.
Cool.
That's a lot of stuff. Got a lot going on. Can't keep all my shit straight. I'm starting to feel my mouth. I really need to get like an event planner, or maybe use my phone for more than just texting and Facebooking and what I use it for now, and just throw it all on the calendar. Be like, hey, you got this to do. All the while, trying to be mom and have Lyme disease. Speaking of child. Hi, son. Good night. It's 10 o'clock. Damn. That was kind of funny. I was on the phone earlier with this lady. Oh, shit. I just broke something. I was on the phone with this lady. I was, like, I've been working all day. So I made a couple vendors back out. So I was, you know, working my magic with some vendors and the brewing companies. And this lady just called me, like, at 9:45. And she's like, you know, speaking of camping, you can camp at the woods in Brainerd. Bring your tent. Bring some booze. Bring whatever you'd like. We'll be there all day long. You can come the night before and camp in your RV or your tent and stay and hang out with us, because I'll be there with my kids in a tent in Brainerd. Hey! So, there'll be an event. And she called me and she was like, so the Woods doesn't have this on their website. How do you get there? Yada, yada, yada. So I'm explaining to her. And meanwhile, my son's like, Mom! I want candy. I'm like, dude, it's 9:45 at night, you ain't getting candy. And she's like, you know, old school mom. She's like, oh, yeah. I've been down that road. I gave my kids candy and soda at 9 o'clock at night. It doesn't hype them up. It's just all in your head.
Like, oh, God.
I like something like, I'm like, dude. But I, you know, I'm letting the old lady talk, which is so, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm conversating about the times. And I'm like, yeah, although my kids just had, like, 5 pieces of candy and a milkshake, which is probably why they're still awake.
No, that's not it. It's on your head. Bullshit. Shenanigans. What are you talking about?
Shenanigans. Dude, I've had, like, a pot and a half of coffee. Probably more than that all fucking day. I'm, like, wired right now. So, yeah.
That's like fun.
But are you going to camp at Brainerd? I'm going to camp at Brainerd. I'm going to keep bumping this show, dude. This is going to be sick because, first of all, we do local band stuff all the time. So, not only, I mean, I've seen, oh, and Digital Homicide Plane. Ooh, I almost forgot about them. So, the cool thing about this show, I have to say, is every single band that's on this bill has a vet in their band. Yes, you can have a snack. That's, like, really kind of, like, the cool thing about this whole thing. Like, I picked bands that I knew that I'm friends with, that we talked to, that we've interviewed, whatever. But we're bringing bands from mid-Minnesota, like, the central region. For me, it's an hour and a half drive, or hour 40, 45-minute drive yonder. For them, it's, like, 2.5 hours. So it'll be really exciting to mix, like, northern bands with the Midwest bands, because some of them have never even heard of each other and or played with each other.
Oh.
So, it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I should walk into the house and start being a referee, because my daughter just yells, and I just want to go, run, run!
Fight!
Right? God. Oh, like, I'm literally, I live on, You know my house. Like, I'm damn near the dirt road, and all I hear is, leave me alone! Round one. Good God.
Oh, yeah. Why am I so fucking needy? Oh, God! Stop! Oh, my God, they're all 3 days.
So I'm like, okay, you went to Brainerd this past weekend. Was it cool? Because I have not, honestly, have not been to Brainerd since hockey tournaments when I was, like, 7.
It's gorgeous. It really isn't. If my dog would stop barking.
Throw him a bone.
Okay. You want to be on air. Okay. It's the Husky show now. Ouch. Okay.
Mm.
hot air.
What you need to do, every time we're on air, you need to have like a package of hot dogs and just start chucking them at the dogs.
Oh my God. Hey. No, they would just be royal assholes then. Oh, yeah, I was up at Craigan's over this past weekend, actually, like, taking a pseudo, somewhat, kind of, sort of, baseball tournament vacation, if you want to call it that. But it was at Craigan's, and it's gorgeous there. It's absolutely amazing, and I definitely want to go back. It's great.
Yeah.
I enjoy it so much. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I would actually really like to have a cabin up there.
Yeah.
I'd be really fun to rent out a bunch of cabins and have a huge group of people go. That'd be really fun. Or even rooms, because the rooms were huge.
No, you cannot have candy. 10-17 Lost your marbles.
Dude, do it.
No, yes, you can have a snack.
Wait, no, yes. Yes, you can. And that's so funny. Like, as a mom, when they, can I? No. Can't, no. 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 Yeah, so it occurred to me that when I was up there that I haven't actually been on vacation in 5 years. So I might be a little overdue for one. You know, maybe. Just saying.
Oh, this is going to be exciting. Round one!
Fight.
Move it. Dog.
Finish him.
If you're going to cry, you need to go into your room and go to bed. It is 10:17 at night. Go to bed. Go in your room and go to bed. Why? Then quit your whining. Get, grab a snack and lay down. Y'all are overtired. See, that's what happens when you bring your kids to the Eagles Nest. And it's early in the morning.
How long were you guys there today?
Oh, man. Well, I woke up bright and early, ready to go, only to find this awesome mass on the back of my leg. So I had to go to the doctor, only to find out that apparently wood ticks can leave staph infections. Pretty fucking cool, right? So I go on to do that, come home, bring them to get lunch, head up to the Eagles Nest. Got there around 1:30, and I didn't leave there until about 6.
Oh.
So I got home around 8. So, you know, hour and 40-minute car ride, 3 kids that are younger, they get a little wound up, and they just want to run when they get home. So, but they had a good time, so that doesn't matter.
That always helps. Otherwise, you get the whining and the crying and the fighting on the way home. Ugh.
Had a little bit of that. And it's always when I hit St. Cloud. St. Cloud, I swear to God, get your shit together. Please, for the love of God. Good fucking night, dude. St. Cloud, people do not know how to drive. It's college town, USA. It's just annoying.
Yeah, it's, I always think of it as like a dirty suburb. Sorry.
It is.
It's like, it is. It's like a dirty suburb. It's like Columbia Heights.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you're not really ghetto, you know, like, but you're not really a suburb. You really haven't decided.
You know, like,
you can come out and find yourself.
You know that meme on Facebook that says, like, don't look, take kids, or like with Simba and his dad, and they're like, oh, don't look over that, or what's beyond the black rocks or whatever, and the shadows. It's like, that's St. Cloud. It really is. Like, you never want to go there. It's St. Cloud. No, who wants to go there? I don't want to go there. I mean, hell, they've got some great shows in St. Cloud, but that's like on the edge where I just drive in and hit two stoplights, up to 40 fucking stoplights within like a fucking 10-mile radius. Fucking ridiculous. Oh, God. They may as well have one ways too, because why not?
I think they do.
Thank cloud. Oh, fucking sure good night. Actually, I think they do. Coming out of the red carpet, I think there's like a one way, and I went the wrong way on the one way.
Got to keep it classy.
Yeah, you know. And that's when I was driving my big ass Tahoe around. I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm in St. Cloud in a Tahoe with a 4-inch body lift and these big ass tires on it, and I'm going the wrong way in a one way. Leave it to me. I'm like, yep, I'm here. Have no fear.
Hey, if you're gonna go big, that's what I say.
Yeah. I think they all know me now because I'm like the only truck that I'm sure drives through St. Cloud with a big ass AOW sticker on the back and a metal soda sticker. No, there's that girl that randomly drives through all the time.
I think she's stalking someone. Look at her. She's part of a gang.
If you want to stalk me, that would be the way to go. Yeah, so this bike rally thing going on. There's bikers coming from Alaska, I heard. So that'll be kind of cool. Yeah. There's a biker group coming from Alaska for this Eagle's Nest event.
That's cool.
Oh, the mosquitoes keep going in my ears. You know, it's 70 degrees outside. I'm in a hoodie and sweatpants because there's fucking, you know, just birds of Minnesota flying around my head.
Oh, yeah, state bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, state bird is great. It's even better when you live out in the country. I mean, we got the swamp in this. We got the swamp in the front end of the neighbor's yard, and then they also have, like, a swamp in the backyard
nice.
At the end of my 7 acres. And then my neighbor to my right, I just found out, he's like, oh, yeah. There's like a small man-made pond in my backyard here. So if your kids ever come over, make sure they don't go in because there's leeches. Oh, well, that's fantastic. My dog just goes rolling through it all the fucking time.
Nasty. Good for fish.
So I'm surrounded by... Oh, and then I forgot about, you know, the lovely little pond thingamajigger I got across the street, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just a mosquito breeding ground there.
Oh, for sure. I was gonna do the show in my garage, and I looked at the floor, and there's fucking like Mosquito City. I'm like, nope.
Nice. I know. I kind of want to get one of those bug zappers.
I have one. They don't work when you live in Swamp Valley.
Oh, that's dumb.
I mean, it does, but it really doesn't too. I shower and eat. You know, like to keep my life together.
Exactly.
I'm like an A positive buffet over here.
Hey, you know what? I'm kind of rethinking my vacation to Florida here pretty soon. Because originally the kids wanted to go to Florida, and now after hearing all the things that are going on, I'm kind of thinking that, like, that's where the zombie apocalypse is going to start, so I'm probably not going to want to go there. You know, just saying. You know, with toddlers being grabbed by gators and pulled into lakes. That's fucked up. So quiet now.
I had to check like the 15 text messages that just, and this vendor just me.
Oh. Yeah. That's pretty awesome that you're super involved.
Okay. You can use her generator. Okay. So anyways. Fixing all the myths and crickets going on with this friggin' event. Event. Anyways, so. Yeah.
What?
Oh, well, this is fun. Both my cats came outside. My dog's inside, and the cat doesn't want to go inside because the dog's there.
Nice.
Okay. The life of a cat. Man, must be rough. Oh, so I got these bats that are, like, swooping around the house, which is pretty cool.
That's interesting. Well, that's supposed to help with mosquitoes.
I know. It's like a freaking swamp valley of bats and mosquitoes.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. What have you got going on? I know that you threw Mel into this pageant. How's that going?
I've been running, like, sun up to sundown for last, I don't even know. My days just kind of run together. But, yeah, I was just sitting here going, my life is really weird. Like, really ridiculously weird. Because I just have my my oldest son is working now. So I have So I had to, when I got up this morning, because I had to work at my part-time job. So I got up, ran over to my mom's house to drop them off so they could hang out with my niece and my nephews today. Went to work for a little bit, left my job early because I'm just a really good employee. And then ran to my mom's house. Stopped at the office on the way back to pick up my check from a closing that I had, hit the bank, hit the gas station, ran home, grabbed all the baseball stuff and the kids' stuff because they're now at their dad's house for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back home to get ready for the pageant and then drove to the pageant while I'm watching updates on my phone from the baseball game come through, judged the pageant, chose the winners. We didn't crown anybody yet because the coronation's not until the first. And then came home. When I got home, I watched a segment for Twin Cities Weekend that was just edited, and it's going to be on the show that premieres July 3rd on Channel 45 at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. Just saying, go Minnesota. And I've got bags of Taco John sitting in front of me because I had to stop and get food because I didn't have time to stop at the grocery store because I got done with the pageant late. So I was like, I need to eat. And now I got my dog surrounding me. My life is really fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Really weird. And then tomorrow I get to go to work for a little bit and then show houses and then hopefully eat. And then I think I'm meeting with another client after that and making phone calls.
Tomorrow and Friday are like my Saturday and Sunday because my Saturday and Sunday are booked. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just like running right now. And it was so funny because it was funny / gross because, okay, I had this old dude come in to the liquor store for the last, I don't know, a couple weeks. And he always like strikes up general conversation. And then I'm trying to be nice and, you know, he's asking about baseball and whatever. And, of course, I'm a baseball mom. So, of course, you know, I'll talk about my kid, you know, talk about everything. And he comes in today, and he's like, he's wearing a wedding ring, mind you, and he's my height. And if anybody knows me, you know how I feel about people that are my height. So he's like, so do you want to, like, go out sometime? And I'm looking at him, I was like, what? He's like, yeah, like your coffee. I think it'd be really interesting to talk to you. And I think it'd be really great to, like, spend some time with you and get to know you. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm busy. I'm super busy. Super booked, can't do it. Sorry, no time. I really don't have time for anything right now. He's like, I'm like, oh, yeah, you just do that. Absolutely. Go fetch an Alaska. Here, there's a biker gang that's coming back. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm trying to get everything set for opening the station, location. Like, I just haven't had time for anything. Like, literally anything. So if somebody wants to come and clean my house, feel free. Or, like, remind me that I have laundry instead of having it go through the washer 8 times. Oopsie.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
you know, and then it just drives me insane. Because then I see these fucking people making these fucking videos, and they're like, oh my God, how does Wonder Mom do it? I'm like, bitch, you got one fucking job and one kid. Shut up. And your kid's in a fucking harness strapped to the front of you. So forgive me if I have a small conniption right now and I climb through and kill you. I'm like, Wonder Mom, are you fucking serious? Fucking Wonder Mom.
Oh, I'm just laughing at all these moms that bitch that they've got, they want to go out for the weekend or whatever, and this, that, and the other thing. And they're like, oh, it's not my weekend, or it's my weekend, and I want to go out, but I got, you know, my kids go to their dad's next weekend. Try 24/7.
Right.
Because pretty sure, other than the other day, it was the first time in 5 weeks that I had had a babysitter. 5 weeks. Every single day. All day long.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me laugh. I'm like, you're bitching about a weekend that you have with your kids because
right.
they don't go to their dad? Interesting.
Yeah, because it's just, it's
yeah,
so
that
hard.
Was fucking, the only way I could go to Ohio is if I could bring my kids with.
No.
Like, like, hope nobody minds. Gonna bring the little ones along.
Well, they're not that little, and I think they'd have fun.
Yeah, well, you know, when you got 300 aunts and uncles that you haven't met, why not?
Mm.
Why not? It's pretty funny, I was having a conversation. And for the record, and I'm just gonna throw it out there, it is quite a record that I'm coming upon here, that people have, like, this whole entitlement thing is really starting to piss me off. Like, people that feel entitled to things. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Once you actually have done something that's, like, worth something, then come talk to me. But when you
right.
feel like you're entitled to stuff just because you know Joe Schmo and Susie Q, don't talk
mm-hmm.
to me. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not entitled to any, like band shit that's going on lately. Like, oh, my God. So, there's people that keep coming to me with, oh, well, you know so-and-so. And because you know so-and-so, that means that you could probably hook me up with this gig or that gig or this thing or that thing. No, I can't. You know why? Just because I know these people or I'm friends with these people does not mean that I can get you on their show. It doesn't work like that. And some of the people that you're trying to get me to do things for or with you isn't going to work because they've got this thing called a fucking manager and or a record company and or, you know, something bigger than, hey, just because I know this person doesn't mean I can get you on their shit. Doesn't work like that. Oh, man. And then you got the other people that, like, they feel entitled to stuff because they know this person and that person and this person, and I can get into this show and I can get into that show and I can get into this show. Okay, here's a thought. You can get into shows for free. That's cool. I could get into these shows for free, too. But you know what I do? They're local bands, and they need money. So you pay to get in. Like, you know, like, it would be one thing if it was, like, Killswitch Engage. You got into a Killswitch Engage show because you know the fucking lead singer. Okay, well, they don't exactly need the $250 it is for the one show. When you have a local band that's playing for $20, $30, $40 for, you know, X amount of time with these many fucking people and, you know, these many bands, pay to fucking get in because you're, like, helping. Okay? Like, the last show that I was at had PE, the Veer Union. And
yeah.
and then all them motherfuckers. The Veer Union's from fucking Canada. Canada. Okay? Not Minnesota, not Iowa, not, you know, Wisconsin. Fucking Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna bitch to pay the 18 or I think it was like $25 to get into these at night. But you're gonna bitch to pay to have to get into that when it's the paying for their gas because it doesn't just go. What people like misunderstand is when there's a door fee, when you got to pay at the door or you're buying from the band, like you're buying the tickets from the band, which is the best thing you can do. But if you're buying at the door, they split the profit.
Yeah.
So you're like, it's not like, you know, your $25 is going directly towards Head P. It's going towards all of the bands playing. And it kills me. It kills me every fucking time. Oh, God. That shit gets under my skin so bad. Like, I don't care if, you know, Blue Felix or these bigger bands or you're in with the in crowd, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. Until you get up on that stage and do something, you're not entitled to shit. Sorry. Entitled to the free glass of water. If you're lucky to get a free glass of water at that show.
I could get on stage and tap dance.
Oh, shit. Throw me some fogs.
Yes. Let's do it.
Oh, man.
I can get mom.
God. So, this last weekend, my mom, I have my birthday party thing going on. Mm-hmm. And then this past weekend, I was at my mom's. I don't know why, but, like, my stepdad and I, we've played the spoons together. And, I can play the spoons. It's my hidden talent. And I can do it to pretty much any song that comes on. Rap is very, very easy to play the spoons to. Country is easy to play the spoons to, obviously. But if you just throw on, like, a regular hip-hop song or, like, a regular country song, there's no, like, beat to really follow because it's the same fucking beat all the time.
Right.
It's not hard, but it's just annoying. So you got to, like, switch it up a little bit. So my stepdad always gets drunk and he's like, let's play the spoons. I haven't played the spoons in at least 2 years. So I finally did it. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot how to do this. It's riding a bike. You just got to pick yourself up and do it again. But, oh, my God, it's so funny. Like, man, I haven't done this in forever. Like, we're just laughing. Oh, it's fun. All the joys of drinking and spoon playing. I don't know. I've had someone pitch a show idea to us, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah? I've had a couple of them.
But
some of them are getting pretty
good. I wanted to be added.
Yeah?
You know, some are good. Some are just a little far-fetched.
Yeah, some get a little interesting. And some are just like, I just because you're, like, trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, we, our good friend, Mr. Deadman, is talking about possibly trying to hook up a show with us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He hasn't, like, fully pitched the idea yet. He's just kind of threw it out there that he thought it'd be kind of cool. And I was like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. What's your idea? And he's like, like, come on, man. Come on. I'm interested to see once he actually pitches an idea, like, what his show would be about. That'd be kind of interesting. I think he'd be pretty interesting to listen to, actually.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
Oh, my God. I'm sending you something.
Maybe if we, like, dangle the bone in front of him, like, Dead Man, you can do it.
You got it.
They did give us a shout-out. They gave us a shout. I think it was him or maybe it was Rowdy. He gave us a shout-out the other day. It was, like,
really?
Random. Oh, I had caught it on Facebook. I didn't think it was Deadman, though. Anyways, they gave us a shout-out because they were, like, I've been on Deadman about, you know, following his dreams and doing music and whatnot and this, that, and the other thing. And it was, like, a random, like, scrolling through Facebook, and I was on that was, like, hashtag Cool Chick Radio. I'm, like, oh, aren't you boys just the sweetest thing ever? Oh, it's funny. I looked at it and did the Southern accent thing, too, because I was like, oh, I'm a diabetes from there. Evidently, when it's like 8 o'clock in the morning and you go to the hospital and you start throwing out British accents and Southern accents all in the same sentence to people, throws them straight the fuck off.
Aww.
Walk up to the lady, and she's like, do you need to be seen today? And I was like, yep, sure do. Ain't nothing quite like spending the morning in the hospital. And she, like, kind of looks at me, and she starts to chuckle a little bit. I'm like, oh, darling, it's all right. You can chuckle all you want to. I just wanted to come and say hi. She's like, what do you need to be seen for? She's like, what do you need to be seen for? I'm like, oh, quite this. I had a wood tick bite on the back of my leg. It was just the craziest thing, bloody hell. And she starts like, she looked at me like, I'm telling you, oh, I can't even say this out loud. So I like set my coffee cup down at that moment and sat down in the chair in front of her. And she's like, did you just, wait a second, hold on. And she started laughing. I'm like, I'm just fucking with you. And she's like, holy shit. She's like, you would have thought for a second you were from Kentucky. And then, like, from fucking England. She's like, I've never heard that shit before. And it was funny because Melanie had commented on my Facebook. She's like, oh, hit him with the accent. So I'm like, oh, I already did. But I did leave with this fancy tattoo on the back of my kneecap. Because they used their little fancy, like, surgery pen on my leg. I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
So I acquired a new tattoo that did not hurt today. It's pretty cool.
Nice. And how long do you have to keep that on?
For like a week.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yo.
Not everybody can get the fun bits of things that I get.
No, thankfully. Oh my god, I watched the best movie ever last night. And it gave me warm fuzzies.
Oh, good god.
Yeah. The Devil Wears Prada.
What did you watch?
The Devil Wears
Prada.
Wears Prada.
Oh, never heard of it.
Gave me warm fuzzies.
Never heard of it.
Oh, I'll have to borrow you the movie.
Yeah, just like everyone's like, oh, you haven't seen Magic Mike? Nope, sure haven't. We gotta watch it. Oh, okay.
I gotta find mine.
Still haven't seen it.
Have you seen 50
Heard
Shades
of it.
Yet?
Haven't seen it. Somebody made me watch some music video about that shit the other day, and it was like a couple weeks ago. I'm like, what the fuck?
Were they talking about the Vegas show that he put together?
Do what?
Some music. Was the video about the live production that he put together?
No, it was some music video.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
What?
Oh, snap. I was just reading.
Wait, oh, did you read what I sent you?
What?
Did you read what I sent you?
No, I was, okay, there's like so many different events going on right now. So I just got like tagged in another event Like, we've got the AOW Eagles Nest thing going on this weekend. Then the next weekend, we've got the AOW gathering. And then us Minnesota chapter are getting together for an event in July. So I'm like,
okay.
Holy cow. It's like, bam, bam, bam. You know, it's summertime, so we've got a lot of things going on. Oh, I'm just walking around my backyard waiting for, like, Chewbacca to jump out at me. Wow.
That'd be awesome. And that would also be luck.
I'm pretty sure if somebody put one of those, like, black out cardboard things that I see everywhere of, like, Chewbacca or something, like, in my yard or something. Like, I love sitting outside at night when there isn't mosquitoes attacking the shit out of me. But I like sitting outside at night. And I always am, like, the one that'll stop and, like, think I see something and I don't. Or maybe I do and I'm just not, I'm, like, my thing's not open. But I'm just, like, I'm standing here just now looking at, like, my basketball hoop thinking about that. And I'm, like, what is that? Oh, it's part of the pine tree. Me, you know. Fun shit, man. Fun shit, tell ya.
Hell yeah.
I'd be the person to go live on Facebook and run through my backyard and scream at my own, like, sound of my feet.
We should go on a ghost hunt.
We should. We got to go to the Palmer house.
Did I tell you that I have a connection that said that anytime we want to do an event there that we can?
Yes, but I have gone there. I've gone there.
Yeah.
I know entirely too many people that work there, so we could do whatever we wanted there. But I went there last summer, or 2 summers ago, with one of my friends, and we did the whole, like, ghost hunt thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Didn't see shit, but, you know, whatever.
Did you go to the room?
We went.
The room, whatever it is.
13 or whatever, yeah. We've gone into the rooms. We went into, like, the child's room. We went into the basement. We've all, like, the hellhound thing, and we did all that stuff. And we were left alone in the dark. Didn't see or feel anything.
We need to set that up. We should do that as an event.
We need to make it an event. Yeah, buddy. That'd be a good time. I'm all about, like, the haunted shit, though. I can go into a real haunted house, like, where people, like, have seen spirits and shit. You throw me in a haunted house and people jumping out at me, oh my fucking God, I will punch the shit out of somebody. Even when I worked the haunted house all of October, I was the one that, like, waited. I was the last masked person. Because I was the one working it. Like, I would get on my walkie. Is everyone out? Yep, we're out. Because they'd be like, where the fuck is Angela? Where the fuck is the clown? Yeah, no, I would wait. I would, because I swear, like, you know, we have, like, the trap doors, the drop doors, the fucking meat locker, like, all that shit. And I'm like, is everyone out? Yep, all right. I don't know, like, I will hit somebody. Like, the chainsaw guy would come running past me, but, like, I knew he was coming because I could see his feet, because, like, you know, people that work in those things, you can see where people are at.
Right.
Well, chainsaw guy comes down, like, I was in, like, you had to go in, like, in a spiral to get to me, and then you had to get in a spiral to get out of me, because, you know, clown. So, the chainsaw guy comes running down a hallway, and I didn't see him because my mask was turned a little bit, and by the time I seen him and caught him, his chainsaw caught my fucking leg, and that was the biggest Charlie horse I'd ever gotten. It was fucking hilarious. It hurt like a son of a bitch for, like, weeks after, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Pretty sure I've caught a shit ton of mosquito bites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get the fucking taco fixed in. Man.
I have a headache. Do-do-do-do-do.
And oh man,
what
this event
driving you nuts? Stop.
Event. Oh, I can't see what you think.
What the fuck, God? Shh. I don't have anything else. I don't have anything else. I've already fed you like 4 times. What do you want? Come here.
Hey, you better check out that band, though.
The which one?
The Beer Union.
The what?
The Veer, V-E-E-R, Union.
Oh.
They're a lot like Fifth Hour.
Oh, really?
They're like a Fifth Hour Kill Switch Engage kind of thing.
Okay. Nice. Shut the hell up! What is your problem? Shut up! biggest fucking babies ever. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come on. Oh my God, he's sitting there barking at me because he wants to come up.
That's funny.
You're a giant baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get up here. Oh my God. He wasn't close enough to mommy.
Meow, meow.
Now he's next to me?
Meow.
Oh my God, my dogs are so weird. Lightly spoiled. My dogs have well-trained humans.
Meow, meow.
So what else is going on?
Well, you know, Pitbull's opening the front door.
Oh, well, that's always fun.
You know.
I didn't know she knew that trick.
Yeah, neither did I. Good to know.
Oh, surprise.
I was just walking by the front door trying to let my cat in, and she won't go in with Tara standing by the front door. And Tara jumps up and, like, grabs the handle and opens it.
Now he's getting all pushy. That's funny. Oh my gosh. You ever like been so tired that you're just kind of like squirrely? Yeah. I couldn't hear her anymore. Ugh. Fucking A. You know, if it's not one thing, it's their mother.
Hello.
Lost you.
You know, country living.
Oh, yeah. What else was I going to ask? I was going to ask you something, and I can't remember for life.
I just got your thing. Do you have a driver's license I can borrow? No, I don't have a driver's license. That looks like it would be fun.
Oh,
that's about the biggest world coming here.
I know. Just amazes me, the people that are out there. Oh. Gives me a headache. But I already have one. So. There you go. Whoop, there it is.
Can I borrow your license? I really want to take my driver's test. No, you can't borrow my fucking license. What the fuck?
I fucking love that.
Get the fuck out of here, that shit.
That is fucking awesome. You really need it? Like, really? Like, really? Man.
God.
That shit's awesome. I don't care what.
People need help. People like that don't deserve a fucking license.
That's awesome. Common sense is just not a flower that grows in everyone's garden, kids. It's just not. Should be.
Right?
But it's not. It's kind of terrifying that it's not.
Oh, man.
That shit's funny. Come on.
Yeah.
Why do I have...
I am beat.
So when are you going up Friday night then, or?
No, I have a AOW brother that can't, his vehicle won't make it that far. So
okay.
He's going to come here in the morning, and then we're going to go up super early together because it starts at 10. So I will be there by 9.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Why don't you tell everybody one more time what it is and where they can find it and how they can find us?
Well, you can find us on Cool Chick Radio on Facebook, coolchickradio.com, and you can also find all of the links for the events on Cool Chick Radio. You can find them on the Eagles Healing Nest Facebook page. We will be at the Woods Resort in Brainerd this weekend from 10 a.m. to midnight.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, buddy. If you don't want to, you know, make the haul up there, make sure you stop, check out Slapshot at the Max Bar and Grill in Hamlet.
All right, well, you heard the lady people. There's lots of stuff going on this weekend. So that means that you need to get some rest and eat your veggies because this weekend's bad decisions are not going to make themselves. So you need to get out there and make some bad decisions like a champ because we need more things to talk about. Don't forget to... Wait, my dog's freak out. Make sure you like us, love us, share us on social media because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media because social media is the only place that two women actually like to be shared because if you try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night, make good decisions, and enjoy yourself, you sinners. See you next week.